He's in mind. Could you share your thoughts and feelings after that 28-10 victory over the Catalan Dragons?
Yeah, I think we started the game really, really strong. We stuck to the game plan really well. And we took points when they were on offer. And it put us in a really, really commanding lead, you know, come half time. We spoke at half time about keeping that.
Come on, big boy!
Come on!
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. Hey, good to see you. I'll come sit to you after that. It's all right.
Hey,
we'll leave that in.
Yeah, and then we spoke at half time about obviously starting the second half just as we finished the first, and I were guilty of one. A bit of a straight pass, which, is probably should have reined it in a little bit, but nah, it was definitely scrappy here in the second half. They must have got a spray in and they were better. But we matched them still, and we managed to hold on. So I'm just happy that we've got that first win. We should be 2-2, and there's a lot of positive signs coming out of the team. We're all playing and working hard for each other, so yeah, it's good to see.
When you get that score so early in that first half, what does that do for the energy and the morale for on field?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, we had 9,000 Bradfordians in the crowd. When we went out of that tunnel and all the fireworks went off, and I just had a big smile on my face. It were brilliant. They spurred us on to go, you know, get that that first half commanding lead. But the good thing is about it, we've had a good win against a very, very established and tough Super League team, but we can be better. So it's good that we know that, and we need to improve if we want to pick up more wins.
You mentioned that errant pass that got caught by the Catalans player and they went on to score. How difficult is it to be resilient and recover composure from that?
Yeah, it's tough because it happened so early on in the second half. It sort of gave them one up. But it were annoying because I specifically spoke at half-time to the team as well about not letting that happen. So, but look, we practiced pushing on kick returns and stuff, and it was just a bit of poor skill, but it won't stop me doing it again. You know what I mean? We practice it in training, we nail stuff like that, so it was just execution.
It wasn't long after that you actually created two tries, one of which were disallowed, but both of them you had no right getting to that ball. Was that a case you had a bit of a chip on your shoulder afterwards?
No, look, we game planned competing for kicks and putting box kicks up. It was something that Catalan were actually really good at themselves against Huddersfield and previewed it, but we decided that we could use that, especially on Oddsall, to, you know, obviously try and create chances. But it was just about being there, people getting around the ball and try to create something off it, and luckily I know one of them got disallowed, but we managed to keep one on there.
You mentioned being disappointed not to be 2-2, but how exciting is it to have some points on the board at this stage?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a lot of pressure come the start of the year, you know, for people to get going points wise. And you look at the other two promoted teams in York and Toulouse last week, and they managed to get the wins, you know, albeit really tight wins. And it went down to where it was an FC, but we managed to get ours tonight. And yeah, we're looking up, and we're quietly confident.
Looking forward next week to Toulouse. It's an opportunity with Toulouse at home. It's a must win.
Yeah, it is. Every game is a must win, isn't it? But you look at what they did last week, and you look at the style of rugby they played away at Wake. You know what I mean? They're a good team, and people can underestimate them a little bit in terms of you know, just coming up and getting promoted. And I think it's a danger for teams to do that. They don't want to do that. But we know what Toulouse are like. We'll preview them like any other team. But like you say, it's a very important game to pick up some more points.
On a more personal note, today was your 100th appearance in a Senior Bulls shirt. What does that journey mean to you when you look back on it now?
Yeah, it's crazy. I spoke about it with the lads at training and on Team Run a little bit as well. And since I started my journey at Bradford, you know, there's been lots of highs, some lows. I played in League One, I played in the Championship, and I managed to get my 100th game tonight with a win in Super League. So it weirdly couldn't have happened anymore, to be honest.
When you were a young man coming through the academy, who were some of the more influential figures who shaped your career to where it is now?
I think when when I was first coming through, we travelled in a bus. We had Alex Meller, Joe Lum, Adam O'Brien, Dan Fleming, Adam Brook. There were a couple of us that come in and out of it and stuff as well. And I'm still really, really close with them guys ever since, you know, starting at Bradford and even up to now. We've remained close, and they were always there for me during my time there. And it's good to see that you form friends for life from this sort of stuff. So yeah, it's to sort of sit back and think about all the stuff you've been through throughout it all tonight. But ultimately, I'm just happy that we could celebrate another win.
I mean, 100 appearances. Are there any standout moments on and off the pitch that you have fond memories of?
I think in a Bradford shirt, you know, if I were to sort of pick out a few games, obviously, when I were here before, when we got relegated to League One, getting back up with the lads in that team, beating Leeds in the Challenge Cup. Remember we went to Toulouse away, and back then not many teams had done that and beat them. And then obviously coming back here tonight and the Bulls are back in Super League and we managed to get a win, and it's our first win of the season. So yeah, there's lots and lots of fun memories. It's almost full circle moment. It's nice.
And just finally, focusing on the now, Bulls are in Super League, picking up the first points. There's a fantastic ownership group, management group there. What can you say about this project, and what can this project achieve?
Well, you look at from when I left before, where the club was. We actually moved away from Oddsall and went and played a year at Dewsbury and stuff. So, and I think, what was that, 6 or 7 years ago? I think if you just look at how the club sort of flipped around, turned on its head, and you've got the right people running it and who actually care about the club. And you look at sort of the back end of last year and how Oddsall's turned around and how they've made it look how they have. And they've got it Super League ready. So, it's all positive coming out of the club. And I think the attendance were about 9,000 tonight, and obviously Catalan will have brought some fans, but not necessarily many. So it's really nice to see that sort of the love and the passion for rugby league and Bradford's back.
Thanks so much.
No worries, mate.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.